T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Particular instance, but maybe longer would be better.
It was a good day in the tournament yesterday. We needed it. We needed a little bit of drama. The, you know, the Iowa-Tennessee game gave you a little bit of everything. And then I'm telling you, I don't think I'm exaggerating that because of not just the storylines, but the number of shots that were hit, the cat and mouse that's going on between the coaches, the relationship between the coaches, that was a great college basketball game yesterday.
It had a hell of a... I thought that was going to fall. I thought
the
that
second
shot
one
was
for
fall.
Sure.
I thought the second one was going down. That's what I'm talking about. The one that Aubrey Dawkins had it in there.
On the first drive, I thought it was fouled twice.
Yeah. And I understand that there's a lot going on with Zion and with Taco. And I was glad to see that, like we talked about, like you mentioned all week long, the contrasting styles are what make for real interesting games in this tournament. I think that's what you had with Duke and UCF. You had a team in the number one overall seed doesn't shoot the ball all that well. So they've got to drive things inside. And it just so happens that Central Florida have that gigantic man, 7'6", right in the middle. And he made that day hell for the Blue Devils.
Williams to drive and then on Taco. And it's going to make the fall as the basket goes. How about that courage? Talk about attacking. Put this team on your shoulder. Big time delivery. How about those onions, Grant?
This was a one-on-one in the end with two guys with four fouls.
It wasn't a dunk on Taco, but the message delivered.
And it was his fifth.
I tell you, this guy right here, all night when his team has needed him, he has stepped up, and Fall is in disbelief.
I don't think he's really in disbelief. I think he looked a little unhappy, but you better believe that when you get 285 pounds of Zion Williams in India. And we were watching him carefully. I think anybody that watches Bulls basketball and knows they've got their 12.5% chance of landing that number one pick, there are a lot of people out there, and let's be real here. For a lot of people, this tournament is their first time seeing Zion Williamson.
That is absolutely true.
Maybe that game.
You've heard the rumors, and you've probably seen an Instagram highlight or like a Twitter highlight or something, and maybe it's even of him in high school.
That's what I mean, where you had a significant amount of Bulls fans, a significant amount of sports fans, especially in this town. I know the way this town works and treats its college basketball.
Sure.
For a lot of people, that game, because of where it was on a Sunday, that may have been the first time you really watched a guy play and watched his gravity in a basketball game.
What I thought was most incredible about that game, aside from the ending, right? Aubrey Dawkins tipping that thing, just nearly putting that down and ending the Blue Devils' run in this tournament. I thought the most incredible thing was down three, Duke rotates the ball over to Zion, and he tried to get that ball into a quote-unquote shooter's hands. I mean, that ball worked on the right side and worked through both Barrett and Reddish before it ended up at Zion with Zion at the top of the key, and then he floated over to the left side where he made his drive down the lane. They're down three. Zion's not shooting a three. Everybody in the place knew that. So you know he's got to take it inside. You know he's got to take it inside against the 7'6" Taco Fall, who's sitting one shy of the max with personal fouls, and he did it. Was there a push-off? We can debate that to the end of time. Was it a foul? We could do that too. But he got himself the and one. Misses the free throw, and then Barrett gets the tip in. That was...
I also thought that Barrett might have pushed.
That's maybe. Just a little bit.
Now, and I said it in real time. It's one of those where my son and I both stood up from the couch and began pacing like 3 feet away from the TV.
Yeah, you do the pace thing.
Yeah, you do the
pace thing. You go behind the couch?
We don't have enough room, really.
Oh, okay.
It's just that little area.
I like having the behind the couch pace, because then you can put the two hands on the back of the couch and really
move.
Just kind of have the, it's like the war room stance. You know, you got your hands on the desk. It's very Kennedy kind of thing.
Yeah, I like that move.
It's very comfortable.
I usually do the wander, and then I'll do the occasional like sit down on the coffee table.
Oh, like, yeah. I can't. My coffee table would not support a huge.
Right.
So they're smaller.
It's like a bamboo wood kind of
thing.
Oh,
you got the real heavy
thing. This is the
deck.
Circle.
Yeah, I got you.
So I just kind of sit there and be like, oh, wait a second here. Hold on. And we're doing it during Bears playoff game, too. But that one, the moment Barrett came free, and I thought, I think he pushed him. So after it's in, do you see the UCF player going over to the referee, making the push, you know? It's like the Marcus Smart, right, on Joel Embiid.
Yeah,
and they could have called it.
They could have. I'm not – like every tournament, there's a game where somebody swallows a whistle. Maybe it's two or three times, and that's fine. You know, I mean, that's where this tournament is at. That's where it's always been at. You're going to find out that not a lot of college kids can make a whole lot of jumpers. Even Fletcher McGee went dry from distance. He's the NCAA's all-time leading three-point artist. He went 0 for 12 in a game where his team needed like 2.
Yeah.
If he goes 2 for 12.
Yeah.
If he goes 2 for 12.
not the best.
And you can pick them anywhere. You can put those 2 anywhere in the game and it matters.
The 309 texter says, wait a second. How can it be the first time you've seen the best college basketball player? I mean, isn't that not like having seen the best baseball player? Well,
Kind of.
But this city and college basketball is weird. I know big sports fans who really hadn't watched Zion Williams.
Same.
Maybe he's out in a bar or something like that. So that's – I want to hear from you. If, in fact
– the first-time Zion Williams experiences.
Yeah, let's get a fresh scouting report.
That'd be nice.
If in fact, you are a Bulls fan and you're like, oh, yeah, okay. I do not underestimate the number of people for whom that was their first full Duke game.
Making – full-on scouting reports happened after that one game,
correct,
too.
And he missed some time, remember. He was out for a while.
Is the most disappointing thing for Duke fans right now... I mean, you survived in advance. Fine. That's
don't ask
tournament.
Me to speak for Duke.
No, first. No, and I don't. But just from a basketball perspective, I don't know that Coach K had a really great plan to go against a guy that so clearly altered their plans.
He never does. He's not that good a tactician.
So not a big shock there.
Right.
I think the biggest shock of the season, looking back at Duke, is that while Cam Reddish had a really nice 2.5-3 weeks while Zion was out, and I know he might have been out a little bit longer than that, but I don't know that Reddish really got himself together or got that game going for the full stretch while Zion was out. But I expected Duke, under Coach K, with those other two, I mean, they've got players.
They should be better.
To come together better without Zion. I don't mean like a kumbaya, like play guitar around the campfire crap. I mean, like, be a better basketball team.
That's when RJ Barrett needs to be like, look, I'm a top three pick too.
Yeah, maybe don't just play my turn basketball up and down the floor for a better part of 2 weeks. That's not sure it will win you games, especially against the lower part of the AC. But my God.
This is a 773 says, no BS. I was at a bar in Oaklawn. It was full. There were at least 10 people in there who had never seen Zion Williamson play. It's hilarious that you even said this.
No doubt about it.
No, just, here it is, 309. Last night was my first full Duke game. Yep, this is...
So I caught a couple minutes of Duke UNC. Well, that's the other one, too, remember? Right. On that, was it a Monday night Zion UNC game? It was a Monday night Duke UNC game, right, where he blew out the shoe in the first 19 seconds of the game or whatever it was. I know plenty of people who hadn't seen him play yet and had sat down with the pizza and the popcorn and a bottle of suds to watch that game and then had Zion blow through the shoe and lost him and turned it off and turned it over to the Blackhawks game.
What was the point of that? Right.
Like, I planned for this.
Yes, that's true.
And now it's gone.
You didn't get the opportunity. Yeah, I saw a player who has moved up on my personal board in a hurry.
Is he 7'6"?
He's not. And I don't even know about that. I don't know about that as pro. I don't really like
did
that.
I know you were driving it. Did you hear Mike DeCourcy on the way in with Han Rahimi and Layla?
I didn't. Does he have him?
He has been so fantastic. I mean, like always, DeCourcy's been fantastic through the tournament with just his analysis of things. But like, the idea that you've got a 7'6" dude who carries size well,
I know
it's a ridiculous thing to say about a guy that's that big.
It's still a 10-foot basket,
and
he
turns like a battleship. It takes an hour and a half for him to turn around, but he actually moves fairly well for that size and weight. And he's not super skinny. He has something interesting to him, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if somebody puts him, like DeCourcy said, like in a summer league team or maybe even a a G League or something and sees what is possible with a guy like that.
Yeah, I had a guy really fly up my my rankings, and I kept wondering, like, why is this guy not rated so highly? If what I'm watching is real, this is something that I would want on my NBA team.
Tournament's been a whole lot of fun. If your first experience with Zion Williamson was watching him play Taco Fall, we want to hear from you, Bulls fans, watching the number one overall draft pick coming up. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
To tie it. 5 out of 6 at the line. Missed it. Comes up short, too. Barrett follows it up for the lead with 11 seconds.
Might have pushed him in the back. I don't know, maybe a little bit of pushing, just a bit.
Soliciting responses from first-time Zion Williamson scouts, because I get it. I'm not mad at you. I understand the relationship that this sports town has with college basketball, mm-hmm. and you can sort of understand it and know about it and hear about Zion and watch the video of his shoe falling off and all that and not have taken in a full game.
And even if you did watch the first-round game, it's 1 versus 60. It's North Dakota State. It doesn't really matter.
Correct.
You know that as much as anybody else. You're watching a walkthrough.
And Bill in South Shore is one of those guys. He's on The Score. Hey, Bill.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, you know, I guess the way I've just an intake a lot of things looking for, you know, the draft for the next year is just off YouTube and seeing highlight videos, which is different than watching a full game.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's just real interesting to see. I mean, he reminds me of so many things. It's like this cross between a young Sean Kemp with the slashing and the power. And then, you know, when you think of the league now in terms of who's in the paint, it's going to be so interesting to see a man like that come in into an offense that, you know, uses so much of the spread and the outside shot.
Yep.
And you just see those lanes being like, God, I mean, you could just hear the thunder when that man gets going toward the hoop. It's going to be so interesting to see how his game works in the modern NBA.
And I think he's going to have to develop a reliable NBA three-point shot.
I think so.
Don't
semi-reliable.
Get confused. Never look at college three-pointers and think that translates to NBA three-pointers.
Well,
because
he's got that elbow thing that happens as he brings it up.
Yeah, by the time
you're good with
by
it,
by the time it leaves his hand, it's okay. It's not great.
I don't love it.
No, I don't.
It's too much of a wide. It's like a Byron Leftwich windup. It just takes a little bit too much time.
I agree. There's so many moving parts that you want something more easily replicable. Is like a Jose Quintana windup delivery kind of thing?
Yeah. You want something you just do over and over, a metronome without even thinking about it, eyes closed kind of thing. I wouldn't mind that. I think though with Zion, there's this expectation as you sit down and watch him for the first time, or maybe after you've heard all this hype, you know, and you've seen the YouTube videos, and you've seen your Instagram feed blow up with Zion dunks, that, oh, he can't dribble. And I couldn't help but think that even on his last possession where he draws the foul, you know, down 3, I don't know why you're contesting maybe a two-point shot as much as they did, but if that's the sin of a 7'6" big guy who has the one job to contest a two-point, like, okay.
That's why he's out there.
Yeah, you kind of live with that. He's out there on the court for those minutes. And I thought, not to pass along the UCF effort without some plaudits, like, I thought Johnny Dawkins did a pretty good job when Taco Fall. I understand that the shooting percentage wasn't there when Taco Fall was in there, and they're not as good a team because of what he disrupts and what he offers you on the other side. But I thought they did pretty good in keeping up with Duke while he wasn't on the court. And to me, that's like tip of the cap to a coaching job.
Yeah, Johnny's gotten a lot better as a coach. He was not very good at Stanford.
Sure.
He's and it takes time sometimes to develop some of these things, but I thought he did a really good job. That was a good team.
It was. And with Zion, as when it comes to the dribbling thing, and can you put it on the floor? Can you make those open lanes in today's NBA work for you? I think he can. In watching his game against Central Florida, I'm wondering if he's a little gassed. I mean, he doesn't, in the last couple of possessions, I don't think he had the, I don't know if it was confidence. I don't know if Coach K had a blueprint for the offense down 3 and looking at a bunch of guys who aren't hitting threes or what, but he didn't look like he was as committed, I suppose, until that final drive to the basket on Taco when he had to have it because the shot clock was where it was.
And if you start predicting the stages of his development, what he's going to practice, how the league is going to adjust to him, a couple things could happen here. We know that the league is pretty much three-pointer or dunk.
Yeah.
If you're going to shoot a two, it had better go in.
Mm-hmm.
Then otherwise, make it a three because it's worth more. However, until he develops that three, what are they going to do? Teams will pack the paint. Teams will sag. Teams will know that at this level, we have people who are able to stay in front of him. He's not going to be able to just sort of force contact and get the and ones as freely as he has. He does have great body control. He is able to hang in the air and finish some of these things. But we have not seen a mid-range game. We have not seen the floater. The ability just to stop short of just low post, to get by a guy and then raise up and make somebody pay. There's all kinds of room for his game to grow rather than just a bruiser or a standstill three-point shooter.
Do you think I'm wrong in saying that his potential development curve reminds me of what I've seen from Blake Griffin over his handful in the NBA?
Yeah, that's fair.
I know Blake's taller. I mean, he's 6'10", if not 6'11", so he's got a couple inches on Zion and probably not that many pounds, but maybe a little. I don't know what he plays at really. But if that guy can figure out a jump shot and some of the subtle post work that he has to really take over games and learn to shoot the three just a little bit, then I think you could probably look at Zion and say, if his development's 80% of what Blake has had over his last 5 years, then you've got something real workable there.
Elliot in Elgin is on Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Elliot.
So I've kind of followed Zion a little bit throughout the course of the year. He's very exciting. He's very fun. I don't think I've never really seen a basketball player that has his body type that does the kind of things that he does, where he does it on the floor. To me, this might be completely cartoonish, but he's kind of like if you took Shaq, shrunk him down to the size of an NBA 2 guard, and there you have it. There's Zion Williams. Zion Williamson, you know, he obviously has better handle. I have no idea where he's going to play in the NBA. I don't know. Do you guys have any idea where is he going to play? What position?
I think we're positionless, though. I think that's the benefit of Zion coming around when he is.
The question again.
You don't have a lot of that anymore.
Right, but the definition is going to be who does he guard?
Who's he guard?
And I think he's going to guard the four. What now
makes sense to me?
He's going to spend a lot of time, you know, chasing those guys into the corners.
That makes sense to me.
And up and down the baseline. I think he would guard the four. The Shaq comp, I think, is probably a reach because obviously Williamson is much more skilled with the basketball.
So
Shaq
much
was
more,
you know, fast end to end, but
yeah.
this is different. That guy you're talking about is Anthony Mason. If you're talking about the power forward, the left-handed power forward who came up as kind of a two guard. That was Mace, but this is that at a completely different level.
Who's the so you got to pay off the tease here. You fell in love with somebody over the first 2 days of the tournament. We haven't gotten there.
You're right. I got to pay that off.
We got to pay off the tease.
Yes, somebody who has gone right up my board. Also, as a teammate that's headed up the board as well. So there's,
you've had a couple loves.
Well, it's also consensus. I think on at least one. It's just like, well, I think we were underrating a guy for a while for some reason. We'll get to that, and we'll grab some more phone calls, too. Talking college basketball. We've got a lot of baseball to do also. Sahadev Sharma coming up at 10:40. Got to get to this Cubs stuff that he wrote that is...
Big stuff. That is big, big stuff.
Yeah, tone-setting stuff that we need to talk
about. Culture-changing stuff.
Yeah, and really telling Joe Maddon, this is it.
Oh, and man. Here's how it's going to work.
This is it, and this is how it's going to work. It's intense. They obviously wanted this stuff in the bloodstream. They wanted this stuff public. I mean, the fact that they were flying from player's house to player's house to get buy-in and all this stuff before they imposed it. But, mommy and daddy are taking the house over.
And they're upset.
At Wrigley Field right now. But, a little more basketball stuff.
Yeah, 4 days of the tournament, and Dan's got two new loves. We'll get to him next. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.